On the nigla level of nister, you know, nister has a nigla level, and then there's the nister level of nister, which is already something that has nothing to do with us, certainly not in public. But the nigla level of nister is kedai simply because these phrases and expressions are used so often now, and they're mole in the Sifrei Chassidus. It's kedai to have a shtickl sense of what it's about, at least on the surface of the surface. So what is it nogeya to us? The three famous oisiyos that are in Lubavitch, famous Chabad, Chochma, Bina, and Das. So we are going to begin now, and it's going to take us a few shiurim. I have, as you'll notice, the third perek of the Tanya, of the Alter, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, and the Balatanya's Sefer, the Sefer Tanya, is basically rooted in one yesod, that as much as Rachmana Liba Bai, as much as the Eibishter wants the heart, but the heart, when it's not governed by the Mayach, can't really do justice, to put it on the simplest level. You need Mayach. And the Chassidus of Mayach, the Chassidus of Chabad, is delineated in the Sefer Tanya, amongst other Sfarim that the Alter Rebbe wrote, and the subsequent embellishments and elaborations in many of the Sfarim that followed. But we are learning, of course, Mishlei with the Bir Hagra, but what I wanted to do is simply present to you a basic working thesis, a Yesod, what is the difference between Chochmah and Bina, and then we'll see a little bit about Das too. Why is it Nageya to us? Because the Mishlei Perek Beis, you look at the first page and you see the Psukim, L'hakshiv l'chokhma aznecha, tate libcha l'tvuna, ki im labina tikra l'tvuna titen kolecha. So we mention here two things, Chokhma and Bina. In Pasuk Vav, a little bit later, also bolded for you, ki Hashem yitain chokhma mipiv da'as usavuna. So you have here really the three yesodos of Chochma, Bina, and Das. Bina being expressed here by the word Tevuna, which of course is the yesod, the Shoresh is Bina. Bina, Novain, and so on, these are all Tevuna, these are all from the same Shoresh. So you have Chochma, Das, and Bina. So you have here in these psukim of Perek, Beis, and Mishlei, the same yesodos. What are these yesodos be'ikar? So, Chochma is interpreted variously, as we shall soon see. I brought to you the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Malbim, the Gra, and eventually the Balatanya. But this is just the beginning of a journey, and there are a number of Chazals that I didn't include, because that's for later. So we'll put them in the next set of pages, Bli Neder, Bli Shua. However, as a working principle, Chochma is the flash of brilliance. It's a matana be'ikar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the idea that somebody comes up with, which he cannot identify. Where did he have this idea from? Bina is the development of the idea to make it substantial. You see, for example, you have a spark, and if you don't have the wood that the spark, the kindling wood, or the straw that the spark attaches itself to, then the spark is a flash in the pan. It just disappears. It evaporates. The only time that the spark has relevance is when it's mislabish in what we call bina, which is mevin dova mitoich dova. But the idea of mevin dova mitoich dova is not merely a deeper understanding, but it's a concretization. It's giving a malbush to the chachma. It's giving the chachma tzura, rikmas gidin va'atzamos. And you don't have that tzura from the chachma itself. So bina is that stage where obviously you also need talmidim, because mi talmida yoyse mikulam. So the talmidim are moisiv bina to the Rebbe so that he is able to understand. When Yosef is told, ein chacham v'novain kamoicha, what it meant was that he came up with this brilliant idea, but he also has the ability to translate the idea, not yet lemaisa, that's das, but to translate the idea into practical etzes, what exactly is this concept going to lead to? Das is the fulfillment lemaisa, at least according to Chabad, the fulfillment lemaisa of what comes out in the abstract Torah. I remember my Rebbe Zalzayin Gesund, when he was being masbid this in one of his drashas, one of his shiurim, he said that the hardest avoida that he has in giving the shiurim is not in the chokhmah department. It's not mitzad coming up with a thought, with a rayon. That he finds actually relatively easy. Of course, he was a tremendous genius. But he says to make that resonate as pshat in the Gemara, or to understand the Tosfos or the Rambam or the Ravid, that requires the bina of working and developing the idea and explaining how it answers questions and explaining how it solves problems and explaining and giving rayas and showing how this principle works within the Gemara and the Poskim and the Rishayim. And das, he said, is something else entirely. And he gave a very good example. He says, a person can talk about the beauty of Shabbos, but the Meridika Shenkite of Shabbos with all of the Yesodos, I remember in a different drasha, he said that that does not mean a lily white tablecloth, you know, that's the beginning and end of what Shabbos is all about. But the concepts of Shabbos, the Yesodos of Shabbos, Shalish Su'udais, Kedusha Shabbos, Zocha V'Shamar, in all of the Mekairis, Hein Ba'agoda, Hein Be'Kabbalah, you can build out of Shabbos, you know, Tilei Tilim Shal Halochis, and Oitzris of Havona, and Yira Shemayim, and Avodas Hashem. But then there's the person, and he doesn't necessarily have to be such a Bar Hochi in the Havonas Hadavar, who somehow keeps Shabbos Ba'ofen Nifla. And I remember, I believe I mentioned, and if I didn't mention it here, I've certainly said it over in many, many other contexts, that when he came to Warsaw, and he came into the shtibel, and they gave Shalom Aleichem after the davening, there was a fellow there, even though he came to the town for the first time he was in that city, that looked and spoke as if they were old friends. So he says, do I know you from somewhere? So he says, Rebbe, don't you remember me? I carried your bags from the train station. So he looked at him carefully, he said, and he says, yeah, it's Taka, the same person. So why didn't I recognize him? Because the person that was walking, carrying my bags, was stooped over, and his clothes were tattered and torn, and he looked like the whole weight of the Yiddish Golus was on his shoulders. And the prince that was standing before me, even though when I looked carefully at his kapota, I saw, you know, that his bekesher, that it was taka a little bit fixed up here and there. It wasn't a naya beged. And he was a poor person. But he looked like a prince mamish because the whole Kedushas HaShabbos had transformed him. That ability to be transformed by Shabbos, that ability to keep Shabbos lemaisa, is also expressed in that famous story where they say that the Baal Shem Tov took his chavraya to see a scene, to imagine a scene, and he opened up a window, kivayochol, and they saw how a husband and wife who were desperately poor, an altar and an altichke, were dancing around the table on Shabbos. And my hai, so they looked more carefully, and she had there a little piece of bread, maybe with a little glass of water. I don't know what she had. She had nothing. They were desperately poor. They had no food. And he says, "Mein teurer Mann, my dear husband, would you like some soup?" And he says, "Yeah." "Would you like some fish? Would you like some meat?" He says, "Yeah." And each time she put another piece of bread on the table. And each time they danced around the table, mole simcha, that they're having such an oinik Shabbos. So you see, that's keeping Shabbos in an oifen that we don't even begin to understand what it means. How do you do something like that and it's not a litzonis? It's not a make-believe. How do you do that af an emes? So you have to have a hasoga of what the Ribon Shalom gives you, that it's gevaldik, and have a hasoga that the matana, yismach moshe b'matnas chelkai, is ba'ofen noyre v'oyen. So a person can keep Shabbos like that. That's das. Das is the transformation of the idea into the reality of life. And for you to be able to do that, in this respect, I want you to know, is like this. In the area of learning Torah, the Misnagdim can hold their own very, very well. In the area of doing mitzvahs, this hasaga, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, for example, that the hachana of a mitzvah should be something that could sometimes be even greater than the mitzvah. In the halacha, that's not shayach, because all hachana is for the sake of the mitzvah. So avada, the mitzvah, is greater than the hachana to the mitzvah. But in the lemaisa shabai, it could sometimes be that the hachana is greater. And they always bring as an example the Chassidish Sfarim, that the Kayin was a requirement not in the Hadlokas HaMenoira, which was Ksheira Bazar, but rather in the Hatava, which is the preparation of the Menoira, the cleansing of the Menoira, the taking out of the old wicks and the old oil and putting in the new. That was something that only a Kayin was permitted to do. The lighting itself was permitted to be done by the Tsar, by a stranger, by a Yisrael or a Levi. And that is exactly a Chassidish Derech. And in that they excelled tremendously. So this is Chochma Binun Das, the brilliant flash, the concept, the Matnas Elokim, that something suddenly comes into your head. Wait a minute. Now, of course, people have ideas all the time. 99% of them are worthless. But I'm talking about a person who comes from a Makar of Torah, and he's immersed in Torah. The Hasoga that he has and the Havana that he has is a Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is, by the way, a Chsam Sefer, in Baba Basra, where the Chassam Sofer says in his Chidushim that even a scientist, even by the Goyim, an Isha Chochma, so the Chochma may ayin timotze, the Chochma comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants into a person's head, a certain insight, a notion that no one else had before, a new way of looking at something. Even when a person makes an experiment, why are you making this experiment and not another experiment? The teretz is because you have a certain understanding that you're headed in a certain direction and it's not yet fleshed out. The experiment makes the thing concrete. But it's not. They talk about this all the time. Einstein is in Basel or wherever he is in Switzerland, and he looks up at the clock, and all of a sudden E equals MC squared. It doesn't work like that. But there has to start from something. The Chassam Sofer says that that's a matana. Im yom alocha adam yesh chochma bagoyim tam. And that's also a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the seichel and the tvuna, the chochma starts out with the concept. It's fleshed out and made real and elaborated and given substance called bina, and the real life application of these ideas in terms of the lemaisa of how a Jew lives, this is called daft. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah, let's look first at the psukim themselves before we look at these mafarshim. Bini im tikach amoroi umitzvoisai titzpoin itoch. So the word chokhmah is attached to the ear, to listening. And the havana, what we call havana, we're so used to the word havana, comes from the word bina. That has to do with what part of the guf, so to speak? With the lev. The lev mevin, the lev understands. Tata libcha latavuna. Ki im labina tikra. Now the word im is also used as if it is aim. Im means if, and aim means mother, and they really have nothing to do with each other. One little dot makes a tremendous difference. But Chazal and the Mefarshim also look at this pasuk as if it said aim la bina tikra. You call bina your mother. But ki im, the pasuk shat ki im la bina tikra, if you will indeed call out to Bina, Latvuna titen koylecha, you'll give your voice to Tvuna, and im, again, tivakshena kakesef v'chamat moinim techapesena, then what's going to be if you seek out Bina? In other words, if you call out to Bina, you give your voice to Bina, and then you seek out Bina lemaisa, you search for it. And we learned, of course, pasuk dalin hei be'iyun earlier, then what's going to happen? Oz tovin yiras Hashem v'das alekim timza. In other words, yagaita umatzasa. If you're going to strive for it, you have to call out to it. You have to claim it for yourself. You have to reach out and search for it. Then you're going to understand what? Tovin Yiras Hashem and Da'as Elokim. Ki Hashem Yitein Chochma Mipiv Da'as Usavuna. Because in the end, Hashem gives Chochma, and from Him, meaning, so you notice an interesting thing. It says, Legabi Chochma Yitein, Hashem gives the Chochma, and Mipiv, from His mouth, is Da'as Usavuna. So is that also a form of Nesina, or is that something else? What does it mean that it comes from Hashem's mouth? So Bezus Hashem, we have to see. Now the Mishlei, Perik Beis, Pasuk Beis, L'hakshiv l'chochma z'necha tata libcha latavuna. If you look a little bit below in the Pirush of the Rabbeinu Yoina, L'hakshiv l'chochma z'necha, zois hi hamaylo harishoina l'hasig hachochma. What is the first responsibility of a person who desires to acquire chochma? Pay attention. Listen. Open up your ears. Shetakshiv v'tivchan oznecha divrei hamalamdim hamayrim al amitosam v'al buryam. U'sechavein shmu osecha b'loy toisefes umigras. What the Rabbeinu Yoina says here, in a very practical sense, is a meiridike ha'ora on how to listen. You know, it says in the Memchas Dvarim Sha'atayra Niknes Bohem, B'shmiyas Oizeh. What is Shmiya? So many people hear with half an ear. That's a problem unto itself. But there's an opposite problem also, that people become participants in the giving of the shir, B'shas Maiseh. And the danger of that is very great. Let me explain to you what I mean. A person who listens has to park his own individuality and his own identity at the outset while he is listening. Because otherwise, he is becoming a Rebbe together with the Rebbe. And that's not possible. That's a tarta desasri. You cannot be a Talmud and a Rebbe at the same time. What do I mean, a Talmud and a Rebbe at the same time? A person hears something, and especially if he's a Balkishran, if he has the capacity, then he is processing it instantaneously. And he's putting it in the formulations, and he's beginning the Bina process while he's listening. And the Bina process is to be Maven Dover Mitoich Dover, and to draw his own conclusions and no analyses. Many times somebody interrupts the shir and asks a question. And 2 seconds later, the Rebbe is going to address that issue. Why doesn't he have the patience to wait? The answer is because he's already processing. He's already joining the Rebbe in the Mahalach of creation. Why is that such a chesaron? The answer is because these two faculties cannot work at the same time. You cannot be a great listener and a creator of Torah bevas achas. The great listener abandons his ani. He divorces himself from his koyach achidush temporarily and hears in perfection. That's the ideal. Hears in perfection what it is that the Rebbe is saying. And he's mevatel himself mikol v'chol. Part of the idea of having misavek ba'afar agleim shel tamidei chachomim is not just a mashal. It's nafshi ke'ofer l'kol tiyah idea. You have to be in the dust. Because in the dust, you have nothing of your own. In the dust, whatever somebody gives you, that's what you hear. Because there's no ani. The ani kicks in afterwards. When you have to understand what the Rebbe says, and you try to understand it based on, of course, who you are. No one can understand it better than the person who is already a Talmud for many years and understands the Rebbe's Mahalach, but no one can abandon himself when he has to understand. It's not Shayach, but to hear and to understand are 2 stages. And most of the time, people are not patient enough or don't have enough of the Yiras HaKavod or don't have the Zitzfleish, or I don't know, that's not what I'm looking for. They don't have the ability to hear and not process. It's a Kayach, it's a Kishrin unto itself. Because people who are thinking people and who are constantly analyzing, they're always looking to understand immediately. I mean, Hania Kotna, I had this problem all my life. is an impatience, you know. But if you withdraw and you say, the koyach hachidush and the koyach hayotzer, the koyach of havona is no longer mine until the shiur is over. So then you hear what the Rebbe is saying. That's a person who has tremendous koyach to take good notes. So sometimes the notes means nothing because it means that he has suspended himself to such an extent that he's just a copyist. He's a stenographer. A stenographer doesn't have a brain altogether. There's no shemeya in stenography. If you ask the stenographer afterwards, what did they say? They have to consult their notes. They don't know what they said. They weren't paying attention. They were just, it's like a tape recorder. But there's a certain level where you are paying attention and you could say over the shiur from beginning to end, but you suspend your ani. There's no ani. This is what the Rebbe said. What he says here in three words, utekaven shmu asecha b'loy taisefes umigras. Don't add anything, don't detract anything, just exactly what did the Rebbe say. The Yeshanot, by the way, that's why when you repeat something from a Rebbe, I don't mean a Hasidic Rebbe, from your Rebbe. When you repeat something, there's always a chelik of the ani that creeps in unless a person's extremely careful. And that's why it's not necessarily exactly what the Rebbe said. And it could be tremendous nafkaminas in the nuance, in the word, in the comprehension. And sometimes it could be dangerously close to being nothing what the Rebbe said at all. It's what you said. So you have to have a koyach of being a Talmud to be able to suspend that ani. B'li toisefes umigras. V'yesh anoshim she'ena mechavnu shmuasam v'yosifu aleim v'yigru mimenu. Gam yidamu lif'amim she'shomu alav hein v'alosu muta v'kayotze boy. This, of course, is addressing a slightly different yesoid. It's not just listening, it's what we call in English bias. If a person has a predisposition, if he's biased in a certain direction, his tendency is to hear and see things exactly that way. And therefore, any possibility of what the Rebbe is saying that fits into what he preconceived notions had about this inyan, he interprets the Rebbe that way also. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Gam yidamu lefamim sheshomu alav hein v'alosu muta v'kayotze boy. For Azal Manu b'Mispar Mif, and now he quotes immediately. Midos Hachochma Hamachavin L'Shmuasa. In Perek Vav, in the Perek of what we call Pirkei Avos, it's not a Mishnah; it's a Brisa, right? Maseches Kala Rabosi, whatever it is, Abba Lemaisa, whatever it is. In that Perek, we have the Kinyonei HaTorah and the Midos that are required to acquire Torah. Continues the Rabbeinu Yonah. Tata libcha litfuna hi hamalo hashenis. This is a separate milo. Sheyata libay. Now listen to the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah, the greatest of the Bali Musa that gave us the Shari Tshuva and the Rabbeinu Yonah al Ovois. So here in Mishle he says that what does it mean to lean, to incline your heart to tfuna? Tata. So he says, it means you have to remove yourself from the taivas ha'olam and you have to think only of your desire to know. Right? Tata mikol libay mikol taivas ha'olam, right? V'chofetz lizboinin b'chochma. V'achar sheyichavin odom l'shmu'asai, after he knows exactly what the Rebbe said without any embellishment, without any change, what is the next step? Yizboinein ba'asher shama, then he becomes a participant in the embellishment and development of what he heard, right? V'yilmad ad omdoi altam hadvorim. The Rebbe can never teach you everything, so he gives you a yisoid, and it's your responsibility to understand the yisoid well enough to be able to build upon that yisoid. V'yizboinein bahem bina. V'chein omru chazal, and he relates this to a gemara in Avodah Zarah, yilmoid odom tchila v'achakach yehei soiver. Bamesh Shalomat. Svara, understanding, comprehension, doesn't mean the original comprehension. If a person is by a Rebbe, and the Rebbe is speaking, and he doesn't understand one word of what the Rebbe is saying, then he doesn't ever have an opportunity to get to Bina. Every original Shmua of a Talmud has to be with some measure of understanding. But the deepening of understanding, the profundity of what the Rebbe has in mind, that only comes as the second stage. And that's Yilmud Adam Tchila, the Chaymer, the actual Chayfetz, the Chefza of the Torah that he's being taught, V'achar Kegiyah Sever, to be Maven Dover B'mesh Shalomad, V'hemik V'yizboinen, or V'yamik V'yizboinen. Behine, Chokhmas Ha'odom, Kabbalas Divrei HaChokhma, Mipi HaMalamdim HaMayrim. He repeats now, in case you didn't get it already, he wants to tell you again. What is Chokhma? Receiving the knowledge itself from Malamdim Umayrim. What is Inyan HaTvuna? Sheyizboinein Acharkach Lodas Tuv Tam HaDvarim. It's a deepening of understanding and comprehension. Add, how do you prove that you've really reached some level of comprehension? That you're able, what we call in English, to extrapolate. To look into something and see what is beyond what you see in front of you. Into a deeper understanding. Meivin davar mitoich davar. Uledamis hadvarim asher lomad kol inyan haroi ledamis elov, and to use this and to form analogies and to create perspectives based on what you heard from the Rebbe, from Malamdim Umayrim. V'chein omru Chazal ki hanovin hu asher mevin dover mitoch dover al kain. He's here, Bekan. That's why Mishlei teaches you and warns you and admonishes you. Al nitias halev litvuna. Kitzorech ha'odom lefanis machshavtoi mikol dover. Again, the idea of tata libcha, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, what does it mean to incline your heart? It means to remove from your heart all other issues, all other considerations, all other desires. All I want is to understand. That's what I want. Mikol davar ulahatos liboy mikol chayfetz ulayachadoi, to make it a singular desire for what? For tvuna, litvuna. That is the shot of the Rabbeinu Yoinu. I want to go to the Malbim's understanding. Now the Malbim Beikar developed this theme earlier in the first Perek, and therefore I bring it for you here. He says, in fact, if you see on the Pasuk Beis of Perek Beis, Lachochma Litvuna, Hezboyer, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, Shachochma Loitivoda Rak Alpi HaKabbalah, Vahabino Yovin Ho'odom Me'atzmai. When he says Kabbalah, he doesn't mean mysticism, he means Masaira. In other words, what the Rebbe tells you. That's Chochma. And what you develop and understand on your own, that's called Bina. So let's take a look at how he embellishes or develops this theme itself in Perek Aleph. On the Pasuk Lodas Chochma Musar, he writes, Tachlis HaSefer Hu Lodas Chochma. Geder HaChochma, what is the Chochma? He Lodas B'chol HaMidois V'Hadrochim V'HaMinhogim Sheyesh B'chol Echad Mehem Shnei Drochim HaFuchim Zeh Mizeh. He has a whole idea here. Let's see how he develops it. Kamo, Achzorius has an opposite called Rachamim. Gaiva, vanity, has an opposite humility, Anova. Azus has an opposite Boishes, Busha. He's a Mchutza, for he has extraordinary sensitivity and he's Bashaden. Achila, if you eat, the opposite of eating is fasting. Kedusha, the opposite of Kedusha is Tuma. Sheha, right? Shanhoga. If a person acts al piderech echad, he chachma v'hafucha sichlus. The opposite of chachma is sichlus. L'mashal, lisnaig ba'anova hi chachma, ulisnaig begaiva hu sichlus. L'famim hagaiva chachma v'anova sichlus. K'moy neged rishayim v'zeidim. He says that in each of the opposite midos, the activity can be defined as either chachma or sichlus, depending upon the circumstance. Most of the time, gaiva is stupidity, and anivus is chachma, but there are exceptions to the rule. like Neged Rishoyim Vizedim. There Anivus is not appropriate, and Lehefech, the Gaibus of Kedusha, it's called, is more appropriate. V'chein b'chol dover sheyipol aleihem shem toy v'ra noe umeguna, either good or bad, or appropriate or inappropriate, tilman achochma be'ezer derech yelech. Chochma will teach you which way to choose that you're a chocham, and which way to avoid you that otherwise you're a ksil. And that's what Sefer Mishlei repeats, chochma and sichlus, or being a ksil. So he says, the Chochmah will teach you ba'ezer derech yelech ve'eichu masay ve'kama yishtamish b'chol midah. And even quantitatively, how much of a percent he should use the midah at this moment. Uklalu shedarcha ha'chochmah yevshu sheyovim odom me'atzmai. And he says that this is not something you can learn on your own. You can't even discover it by experience. It's an unbelievable manifesto, which is really the yesod that many mefarshim say in the very first words of Pirkei Avos. What are the first words of Pirkei Avos, which teach you how, mostly it's about midos? So you'd think that midos is something you can understand yourself. It's almost self-evident. You see how people behave, and you understand that biting somebody is not nice, and giving him a kiss is nice. So what do you have to have? That begins, Moshe kibel Torah misinai, umesor li Yeshua, shulis kenim, skenim levim, levim ashek nezak vela. Heim amru. And that is exactly the pshat that the Malbim is giving here, that these midos and the proportion and when it's appropriate to use one and then the other, it's not something you can figure out on your own. It's not something that's self-evident. It's not something that's fundamental to human nature. You'll all ask me, if the Torah wasn't given, it says you'd learn this midah from this animal, this midah from that animal. The Farshim all ask that question. Bottom line is that he is telling us that the only way you will know any of this is from a Rebbe that tells you Das Hashem. Because Bom Chokak Lo Odom Kol HaMaisim HaMugbolim Kfidarki HaChokma Ad Shalifizeh I'efshar Lo Das Chokma Ki HaYediyah, the word Yoda, Loi tipol rak al dover sheyeda adam biyedia brura, fu bedover shenoyda al yedei achushim, either by simply physical experience, or yedei muskolis rishonis, or by fundamental principles which are inherent to our common sense. Vze I efshe bechokma shelo tusak bechushu bemofis atuna rak al yedei akabola. So the Malbim did not live so long ago, and he's saying, this is not something you can develop on your own, and it's not something that you can philosophize about and come to your own understanding unless you receive it al pi masayra ish mi pi ish till the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ulam shloimoy al yedei mishalov limed ladas chochma ki hizbir es hadvarim abilti noidim al yedei hadvarim hanoidim ad shal yedei hamisholim yasigo odam es klolei hachochma bi yediya brura. He is not a very big chassid of the natural man. He says that natural man has all of the negative instincts. He is a person that wants to prey on others. He wants to lord it over others. He wants to be number one. He has a lot of gaiva. He wants to take nekama if somebody hurts him. He wants to take vengeance. And he has a cruel streak inside of him. Natural man ki yetzaleva adam ramin urav is full of that fundamental yetzahara that makes him. And of course, when you think about it, the instincts of a person are to some extent survival instincts and instincts that are basically there. That in the fundamental self is extremely selfish because it is for that purpose in a person. Because I want myself to succeed more than I want anyone else to succeed. And I want myself to survive more than I want anyone else to survive. Somebody gets in my way, I push him aside. If somebody bothers me, I knock him down. And if somebody is going to take something from me, I will take it from him first. And so on and so forth. He says, you don't have to learn any of these midos. That's who you are to begin with. That's also part of his havana. There's always a struggle with chokhmah, because the natural instincts of a person are always fighting the chokhmah. For Adam, so a natural person will say, this is wrong about this idea, this is wrong about that idea. Why? Because he has the shaykhad in him that refuses to accept the principles that contradict his basic instincts. So if somebody tells you that you have to be nice, I mean, in the most general sense, he doesn't want to be nice. He wants to take. He wants to be rapacious. He wants to be the lord of things. He wants to be the balabas. You tell him, be a good Talmud, don't be a Rebbe. You know, you tell him, it doesn't matter that the other one has a fancy house. You have to be satisfied with bistapik b'muat. There's an instinct inside the person that refuses to accept that. I want that house. I want a nicer house. I want everybody to look at my house and say, oi, what a house. What does that come from? That does not come from chokhmah, he says. It fights with the chokhmah. For Adam yata chareyim b'tivai, b'asher ein al chukei chokhmah moifse hadas. He says that my natural havana is to be rough and difficult and selfish. Inside the person, unless something external comes at him and teaches him and shows him a different way, he is not going to be within himself capable of withstanding those koyches hanefesh that he's born with. Right? Kinafaychu. Ah, Gibakuk. We have right here already Purim. Kinafaychu, right in Yonad Yoima. Kinafaychu. Shechuke achoch masoisrim el tava nefesh. Lachain tsarachulumusar. He says, if chokhma was natural to a person, you wouldn't have to have mishlei. You wouldn't have to have all these mishalim. You wouldn't have to have all these tyrus, all these shirim, and all these drushes. A person does what's right. But he says it's not like that. First of all, to determine what's right, you need a masaira. And besides that, chokhmah is a constant struggle with oneself. You know, all the Bali Musa, that tremendous avoida is to override yourself. That's what it really is. The avoida of Musa is that at every moment I am accountable, means at every moment I have overridden my own self. What I mean, override? You have a certain mahalach that the teva insists upon. And you have to break that teva every moment of every day. To do that requires an unbelievable consciousness. A consciousness that you are struggling and you break down the resistance of the teva requires an unbelievable focus. And lav b'chol yoyma mizrachish nisa, it's a lifetime's endeavor. And even then, sometimes it's kulei hai v'ulai. You know very well the Maisa of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that they say that he used to go from his Beis Medrash to his house in a roundabout way, in a circuitous way. And he came to the outskirts of town, and then he circled back. So the Talmidim asked him, why do you do this? So he says, come, I'll show you. And at the edge of the town, there was a Yid who lived with an unbelievable level of self-mortification. He was depriving himself. He was starving himself. He was working on himself yoimam v'layla ba'ayfen nifla to break his taivus and to break his goof. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, from what does this person live? He's deprived himself so completely. And he says, you know what the answer is? Because he sees that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter walks by every day, and he sees that he looks through the window and sees him, and notices that he's struggling and striving to reach higher madregas. And that's what keeps him alive. What was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter saying? That even this person has not yet reached a madrega of being able to be kovish his teva. Because the teva really is that he wants somebody to admire and appreciate him. And he said, Lemaiso happened once that for several days or for a certain tkufa, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was not able to do that, and the person died. He died from starvation. What was keeping him alive, what was keeping him going, was the knowledge, which is a treifizach be'etzem. It's a treifizach. They tell a story by the Rebbe Rebunim that somebody came to him in despair. He says, I opened up, there was a certain sefer that gave the etzes of how to achieve gilui Eliyahu, how to achieve that Eliyahu will reveal himself to you. It's not on the shelves, that sefer, by the way. Don't go looking for it. You're not going to find it. But in any case, how do you get to gilui Eliyahu? And 40 days he has to fast and this and that and a lot of other things. He says, I did it all and nothing happened. So instead of telling him what he should tell him, he told him a story. He says, everybody knows that the Baal Shem Tov had a driver and horses, and they would go ba'ofen shaloi kederech hateva with tremendous speed and kvitzas haderech. They would go all over the place. Anyhow, one of these journeys, there were several horses, and they used to talk to each other on the trip. He tells this fellow. The Rebbe Rebunim tells this fellow that one horse says to the other, you know, I'm getting very hungry. I would like to maybe stop and eat. You know, when are we going to stop? So he says to him, I'll tell you, you don't understand. Because they stopped by a feeding station, and they kept going. So he says, why didn't we stop? So he says, you don't understand. He said, we're not stam horses, we're horses. We're the Baal Shem Tov's horses. Baal Shem Tov's horses are on a madriga of a human being. So we're not going to stop by a feeding station. When we get to the inn, then we'll eat. Anyhow, they came and they went right past the inn. And they kept going. Baal Shem Tov, who knows where he's going, but he's going past the inn. So the horse says to the fellow, what do you say now? He didn't stop at the inn either. He says, you know, I didn't realize it. The Baal Shem Tov's horses are like malachim. They don't need to eat or drink altogether. Anyhow, finally, the Baal Shem Tov arrives at the destination, he says to him, the Rebbe Rebunim, and the driver unhitches the horses and puts them by the feeding post with the oats and the water, and they go into the oats and the water like there's no tomorrow, because they were starving. Zokt about the Rebbe Rebunim to him, you have to understand, you could fast for 40 days, but you could remain the same fare that you were from the very beginning. You don't negotiate a madregan avodas Hashem. You strive and struggle in a tremendous isolation, in a tremendous anivus. Nobody knows about it, nobody hears about it. No pnius, no negius, no ulterior motives. It's only because you want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is an unbelievable madregan, unbelievable avoda, and a person who wants to reach those madregas for any other ulterior purpose and thinks that he has the artifice to be able to do it is going to be that same ferret that's going to go to the oats in the end. Of course you didn't see Eliyahu, because you're no different than you were 40 days ago. That's what it means, that you have to have the masaira, and the masaira is to give you a derech to struggle with your own inner self, because without that struggle, it's not going to happen. And he says that in every one of these midos, the sefer is teaching you a derech, and it's also teaching you definitions. What makes this chokhmah, and what makes this sichlos, in every one of the midos. Umahu hamusar, he says, Yevua lekamon yiras Hashem musa chokma shekoyach hayira hanatua benefesh mistoif mimenu seif echot shehu yiras Hashem shehi teesar koychois nafshoy ba'avoisois bal yifritzu chok ki ba'ashayamin ba'ashem v'yoidea ki chuke ha'chokma him nesunim ba'ashem yira me Hashem mikvoidoi v'godloi mi mishpotoi v'onshoi v'yefached mi losur mi chuke ha'chokma ashatziva v'hizir aleyem melech el yoin rom v'nisa. The Malbim says that the one and only Midah that will ever allow him to suspend his own judgments and his own attitudes and his own desires, which are governing him from the day that he was born, from the time that the baby grabs everything and puts it into its mouth, it's mine, I want it. That is one Yesod only, Yirah Shamayim. Without Yirah Shamayim, there is not going to be any chokhmah that he can hear from Hashem that he is going to be able to use to change himself. And that is, of course, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. And that is, of course, the whole idea that Yira, there is Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, the beginning of a very long list. Most people don't know that. They think Kiyim LeYira is the end of the Pasuk. It's not the end of the Pasuk. It's actually almost the beginning of the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk concludes Avon to do his mitzvahs and on and on. So what does it mean? Why did the Gemara say, right, Otu Yira Milso Zutrasa? Right? Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoel Meimach Kiyim LeYira? That none of the things are Milsa Zutrasa, but they focused on Yira. Why did they focus on Yira? Because Yira is the foundation principle. Yiras Hashem hi yitzarei of Chochma. It holds the Chochma in it. Without Yira Shamayim, there's never going to be any Chochma that's going to inspire you. Because the Koichus HaNefesh are too strong, and they're just not going to let the Chochma in. You have to have a very big Yisoid. But you know something? He says that Yira Be'etzem is something that's in our very nature, but it has to be channeled into Yira Shamayim. He says, Shekoyach HaYira HaNatua BaNefesh, Mistaif Mimenu a Se'if, it branches out into something called Yiras Hashem. And only Yiras Hashem is going to bind him that he shouldn't break beyond the binds, the, you know, the boundaries, the ties of Chochmah. Ki ba'asher, again, yamin ba'ashem, v'yoideya ki chukei ha'chochma heim nesunim me'ashem, yira me'ashem mikvoidoi v'godloi mimishpotei v'yonshoi. I spoke recently for the OU in the Kingsway Jewish Center, and I said one word the whole time. It was really one yesod. And this Agvaldika yesod that it's kedai for a moment to repeat because it dovetails perfectly with this. We are in life today very similar to Megillas Esther. In what sense? Megillas Esther does not have Shem Hashem even once. Life does not have Hashem name written on all the neon lights and on all the posters and all the billboards. You do not see Shem Hashem written all over the world. Lehefech, it's a tkuf of hest upon it. Esther min ha-toyre minayim anoichi haster aster. Our job when we lay in the Megillah is to become shutfim with Mordechai v'Esther. What do I mean by shutfim? We are still in the process of writing the Megillah. You have to understand what I'm trying to say. The Megillah remains the text that it remains. But every pasuk that we read in the Pirsumei Nisa, whether it's B'Yochid or B'Tzibur, we are declaring that Hashem made this happen and Hashem made that happen. And Hashem made this happen, and Hashem made that happen. So when we have every coincidence in Megillas Esther, V'alaylahu noda doshnas ha-melech, Kotzat bigson v'seresh, V'ayovay homon, and on and on and on, our job, every time we do that, what we do very well is we take the gragger and we give a dray when we hear the word homon. That we do very well. But what we really should be doing beyond that, nothing wrong with doing that. Shem Rishayim Yerka. The Levush says that they used to say in certain places, Shem Rishayim Yerka, when they heard the name of Haman. And there's a whole Shaila, the last tshuva of Rav Moshe in Arachayim Chelek Aleph talks about this, whether it's appropriate to talk out about this inyan and say, Yimach Shmoy V'Zichroi or Shem Rishayim Yerka. But what we do is we give a, it's a very big inyan, there's no question about it. Because in that Gragar is also Mechias HaMolek and Zechiras HaMolek. But the Iker Avoida of us when we read the Megillah is to say in our hearts, in our minds, in our Havana of what the Megillah is telling us, this is from Hashem and this is from Hashem and this is from Hashem and this is from Hashem. Life is like that today. The world is full of agnosticism and a great increment of atheism more than ever before. And everybody is acting ke'ilu, there is no Eibishter in the world. And our job is to plant the Eibishter into this world, into the world of our own lives, and into the world that we see with the eyes of flesh and blood. That is done, be'ikar, by a gift that was given to us by Anshei Knesset HaGdola. And I think that when Anshei Knesset HaGdola realized that now Nevuah is over, and now there's going to be no Koy Omar Hashem anymore, that somebody's going to get up and say, this is Hashem's word, and I am communicating you directly the knowledge of Hashem. When there won't be an Urim V'Tumim that we interpret the Dvar Hashem, a sign that comes min HaShemayim. So how are we going to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer is, in that Kufa, we're going to have to be sensitized to Hashem's presence by one thing, and that was their gift. Baruch Atah. You say Atah over and over and over again. They gave you Me'ah Brachos B'chol Yoim. The Rambam's Lashon is that we have all these Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, and Hilchos Brachos. He says that we have all of these Takon of Brachos, Bichos HaMitzvah, Bichos HaNen, and everything is Midrabbanan except for Bichos HaMazon. And even the fourth bracha of Bichas HaMazon is Midrabbanan. All these brachas, Bichas HaMitzvahs, Bichas HaNen, Bichas HaShevach, Bichas HaHidoya, all of these things, we see a lightning. Lightning is electricity. Lightning is science. Lightning is Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem Oisamai Sabreishis. And so on and so forth. All of this is to plant a knowledge of Hashem and put Hashem into all the spaces of the Megillah that is today's world. And that Yisoid, Rabbi Isai, has a double-edged sword. And I'll tell you what I mean. And this is exactly what he's saying here too. The same word. Yira Shamayim makes a person take a cup of water. Real Yira Shamayim. And he looks at that cup of water and says, I'm going to drink this cup of water. And before I drink this cup of water, I'm going to acknowledge that the water is Hashem, and my drinking is Hashem, and that my esophagus works is Hashem, and that I'm able to swallow is Hashem. And you don't have to know too much to know that some people can't swallow. Plain and pashut, they can't swallow. Give a cook. No, there's no such thing. You know, you drink, you swallow, ain't straight, right? You go back to your business, and you're full, and you're not thirsty anymore. Do you know what the Kloisenberger said? He started to cry after he made his first shahakol nia bedvaro on fresh water after the churban. After eating, drinking all that garbage, all that muddied water, all that putrid water, he now was given a clear spring water drink to drink. And he made a shahakal like you never saw. And he started to cry. He says, I'll never make the same shahakal again. That is the Baruch Atah Sakana. A person holds that cup of water and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, he has a choice. Either he can bring Hashem into the world, kivayochel, or he can bury Hashem, kivayochel. Bury in the sense that there's no zecher of him. And not only that, if anyone is around you, and especially children, the option in your bracha, a simple bracha on a cup of water, nobody pays any attention to it. We're not talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're not talking about Seder Sivei Tshuva, we're not talking about right after Tisha B'Av, we're talking about a typical Yom Sheni B'Shabbos in the middle of Chodesh Adar. And a person takes a cup and his child is standing next to him. And he takes the cup of water, he said, and he drinks the water. I once told a person who was doing this on a regular basis, I have an eitzah for you. You think that you're saying the bracha quickly, but you're saying a bracha. They have today tape recorders. That was what I said that time. Now they can do it digitally very easily on any computer. But they have tape recorders that you can slow down. I want you to record a bracha of yours and then play it slowly. He did it. He says, Rebbe, it's gibberish. I said, that's what I wanted to show you. There's no such thing as, but even if it would be crystal clear, what kind of bracha is that? What are you doing? Why are you making a bracha like that? Why are you taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence so for granted and with such chutzpah that it's kelach hayad, it's something you have to do? So I'm getting rid of my burden, I'm getting rid of my responsibility. After all, I am an Orthodox Jew, I make brachas. That attitude is not bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam forward into the world of darkness. It's increasing the darkness. It's making the darkness more profound. So you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's not that real for you. Because if he was real, you'd be shaking when you hold a cup of water. Some of the water would probably spill out if he was that real. All right? Not on that madrega. But when a person teaches a child, blah, 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 you know what the child hears? There is no Hashem in this world. So instead of hearing the inyan of bracha, which the whole tachlis was to bring Hashem into the world, he learns the opposite lashon mamish. And then you wonder, like, what went wrong? What happened over here? The Teretz says, you've been teaching him yoyman v'layla. People who come into shul and they talk. This shul doesn't know what talking is. In fact, when we have a kiddush downstairs, there's no talking. So I have to tell the people, Rabbi Isai, you're downstairs now. It's the Kiddush. It's not the Dav. Oh, Taka. Then they start to talk to each other. So Moira de Kazakh, but it's Labakol Yoim and Misrachis Nish. The person comes into a shul and he's talking. And the child is in the shul. Do you know what that child is learning? He's learning Kfira. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but that's exactly what it is. He's learning kfira. He's learning not to believe that you can daven to Hashem. Not to believe that this is a glorious opportunity. Not to believe that saying atah brings Hashem into the world. That is dark and barren and naked from Hashem. Instead, he believes that you don't believe in it either, Tati. Because otherwise, how could you talk? And what are you talking about? Mele, a person's talking and learning is also not right. Even the Ben Gavra LeGavra, it's not right. It's not. Because Bizman Azeh, that there's so much talking going on, a person should do the opposite, just to inculcate, when you walk into Beis Medrash, the Yiras HaKavod. And that is a Yesoid HaYesoides of Oymid Lifnei HaMelech. I told the Olam recently, and not everybody can handle that, that the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not supposed to walk with the shtivel, with those high boots that you wear when it's they had that big snows in those days, almost like the snows that we have, you know. It's just a joke. But Lamai said they had big snows. And the big snows, they used to wear high boots. But when they came into the house of a chosh of a person, not a million years would they wear such boots. So he says, how can you cut Mishnah Berurah? Mamish Mishnah Berurah, black on white. He says that the Reb Moshe Mintz made a takona that you're not supposed to walk into the Beis Medrash, into your shul, with boots like that, because it's not derech lamed lifnei melachim kacha. What do you mean lamed lifnei melachim? The Ribbono Shel Olam's not here. It's just the shul. Of course the Ribbono Shel Olam's here. It's his house, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's his house. If a person doesn't acknowledge that it's his house, he's saying he's not here. There's no neutrality. It's Oder Azoy, Oder Azoy. It doesn't have any neutral. You're either going forward or you're driving in reverse. There's no neutral to this car. And if a person doesn't have a neutral, that means if he's not making HaKadosh Baruch Hu present in the world, he is removing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world. Because he's acting ke'ilu, there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zotem Malbim, what primes it all? What does it mean on a long pasuk which includes Ava? Ava is a bigger madrega than Yira. It's not a bigger madrega than Yira, unless you have the Yira. There is no madrega without Yira. And that's why the Gemara focuses on Yira.